Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to at DReefer or at MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
Good morning, Mary Jo.
Morning.
Where should we start?
Listen, I think we should start by reminding people that if they don't listen to us on Saturdays before these big games, they are not going to know what's going to happen, because we had the voice of the Jayhawks, Brian Haney, on yesterday.
We did.
And he said that 99.9% of the time, Bill Self only plays man-to-man defense. But yes, he thought yesterday he was going to make an exception and play zone.
Absolutely did.
And it broke Kentucky.
We said with the way Kansas is shorthanded without Carlton Bragg, would Self use a different strategy? And Brian Haney, the voice of the Jayhawks, like you said, said exactly that.
And it worked to perfection.
Yeah.
They couldn't. It was like they had never seen anything like it before.
Bill Self in the postgame said, "We switched defenses tonight more than we have in a long, long time. We would not have won the game without doing that."
It's true.
So when you get people saying John Calipari can't coach, this is where it comes from. However, on the other side of it, Kansas shot 60% in the second half. Well, I sound like Calipari. They shot 58.8%. They scored 52 points, which is the most against a Calipari Kentucky team in the second half.
This team hasn't been good defensively for a little while, and I'm wondering if early in the year, if they were good defensively, or if they were just playing much, you know, weaker opponents and scoring just in bunches. Mm-hmm. So when you'd score 9,800 points a game, you didn't necessarily notice the defensive efficiencies. But now if games are being held to 80 points or under, that defense really, really, really matters, and it has not shown up. And that's usually a hallmark of Calipari teams.
He said it himself that he thought this could be one of his, if not his best defensive team by February. Well, February is in a few days. It's not.
No, it won't be by February.
But he has the length and athleticism with Fox and Monk and a Bulldog and Briscoe. So you would think that defensively. But he doesn't have Willie Cauley-Stein or Anthony Davis or Carl Anthony Towns, those guys who don't let shots go up on the rim. What happens is Bam comes help side to try to block something, and it leaves it wide open. We saw that yesterday. So many times there would be an attempt at a block that left it wide open for Kansas to get the rebound, second chance points.
I think there was one shot, and he missed it. But Frank Mason shoots better than 50% from beyond the arc.
Yeah.
And he missed this shot in particular. But he was left there wide open for, like, I counted to three Mississippi. And nobody even came. They were just waiting for him to shoot it.
Yeah.
And he ended up missing it. But I don't know. I think defense is so much a want to as well. And it doesn't look like these guys want to. Like, I think Derek Willis tries harder than some of his teammates, for sure. I just think he's
not as gifted.
He's just not as gifted at, you know, athletically and stuff defensively. But it doesn't look to me at all like De'Aaron Fox or Malik Monk are concerned with playing defense. It just doesn't.
Briscoe said after the game, on getting a 12-point lead and not being up more, you know, given that first half KU had, because my wife even mentioned it. Well, they should be up more, you know. Kansas is playing horrible. They're 0 for 8 from three-point range, you know, and Kentucky's not up bigger. So Briscoe said, "I thought we were 20 points better than that team, and I still believe that. Our youth just showed up, and Kansas guards are veterans, and they kept fighting. I thought we were 20 points better than that team, And I still believe that. You got beat by that team on your home court.
Yeah. And you were down double digits pretty late in the game.
As a matter of fact, before this season, John Calipari was 75-0 at Rupp Arena when Kentucky's ranked in the top five. When he's got a top five team, Kentucky's 75-0 at Rupp Arena under Cal. This year, 0-2. Well, not 0-2, but UCLA and Kansas are the first two to beat Kentucky when they're top five under Calipari.
Here might be UK's saving grace come tournament time. It certainly appears to me that there are just no really good teams in college basketball this year. Everyone gets beat. I mean, you look at the top ten, and last week too. I mean, you look at the top ten and you think, wow, they're pretty good. Wow, Florida State, they're doing something. And two choke jobs in a row to teams that should be, much less.
Syracuse.
Duke, preseason favorites to win it all. I mean, they needed a miracle again yesterday just to win a game so that they didn't lose 4 out of 5. Baylor barely survives at Ole Miss. UCLA lost again. North Carolina just looked completely out of sorts to the point where Roy Williams couldn't barely even throw the chair the right way.
UCLA did lose this week, though.
Yeah.
USC.
So, I mean, there's no one that's...
Couldn't throw the chair the right way. Did you see Enes Kanter's reply to that? Did you see him tweet that? He tweeted, a little...
He needs to not talk about stuff like that, though.
He tweeted a gif about Roy Williams, and then he says, what did he say? He was like, yeah, I hate those chairs, too.
Okay.
Be careful, though.
Yeah, he made fun of himself. Good.
Yeah.
There's not, a super team. And so maybe it is Gonzaga's year to do something. But all these teams, they do keep losing. I don't see any way Kentucky can be a number one seed at this point. Even winning out, I don't see it.
Yeah, the number one team in the land is Villanova. Lost to Marquette this week, which lost to Providence yesterday. Marquette did.
Yeah.
It was like Providence's first win ever over Marquette at Marquette. So that's your number one team, losing to Marquette.
Well, Gonzaga will be number one tomorrow.
Yes, they will.
So.
They will. 381-1313 is the number to call if you want to get in here. At 10 o'clock, our first guest is we will talk to Josh Moore from the Lexington Herald Leader. We're going to talk some high school hoops. The All-A Classic championships are today. Good games yesterday. And then, Mr. Football was announced this week. And to my surprise, and I don't know how many people otherwise, but I thought Josh Moore, I believe, seemed surprised as well that Mr. Football went to Jamail Carruthers of Bowling Green instead of Lafayette's Walker Wood or Pulaski County's
Jake Johnson.
So we'll talk to him about that. And then also talk to him about, the Mr. Basketball candidates. Tavion Hollingsworth this week breaking the Dunbar all-time school scoring record, but closing in on the Fayette County career scoring record. Lots to talk about with Josh Moore. And then at 10:30, Ken Spencer, our buddy from WHAS in Louisville, he was at the game yesterday, and then he'll be at Louisville's game today against, who do they play today? Do you remember?
I don't.
Oh, I had it down somewhere. They play NC State. So we'll talk to Ken Spencer about that and take your calls as well, 381-1313. Jack is the first up this morning. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning, you two. How are you doing?
Oh, we've been better.
Well, I've been better, too, and I don't know why in the heck I called, because you stole my thunder already, so I might as well have a cup of coffee. I'm voicing my opinion. I'm venting today, as many other people are around this town. During the game, after the game, and at a sports bar last night, a lot of people are sick, and I think they're just upset with the loss yesterday, but I've felt this way for a long time. You look at Kansas's starting lineup yesterday versus Kentucky. I'm really sick and tired of Calipari's recruiting philosophy.
Yeah,
I'm sick of it. And if you don't, Mary Jo and both you and Dan, you mentioned the two threes. If you don't utilize that defensively, if that's not part of your arsenal, you can't. You have no idea how to attack it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't. They didn't.
No, they had no idea. They looked completely lost.
Jack Gibbons can tell you how to attack a 2-3 zone.
Mm-hmm. Well, part of it, though, was Isaiah Briscoe was on the bench for a big stretch of it when Kansas made a run there in the end of the first half. And Briscoe's, we saw in the second half, Briscoe is the guy you get it to in the zone.
Yeah, or you can flash Monk or Fox in the middle.
Of course, yeah, they didn't do that. But with Briscoe in, it worked better. Kentucky was a little bit better against the zone. They weren't completely lost. They get it to Briscoe and stuff would happen.
Yeah.
But Jack, what it appears to me is this team it snowballs. Like, something goes wrong and they have zero poise.
Well, that goes back to being in diapers too.
Yeah. Well, I do agree with you that if you are truly to be a team that Calipari says he wants to be, which is versatile, he says that his scheduling is all about March. They want to see as many different things as they can. Zone, man-to-man, up and down, Princeton offense, all this stuff. He wants to see it all so that they can be as well prepared for whatever comes their way in March as they can. And if that is the case, then you need to be able to be willing to play a defense other than man-to-man, just like Bill Self did yesterday, which he said won him the game. We would not have won the game had we not switched defenses as much as we did. And we had the voice of the Jayhawks on this show yesterday tell us that Bill Self does not play zone defense very often.
Well, it paid off yesterday.
Yeah.
Well, one more point and I'll get off. I will make that other cup of coffee. Maybe I won't calm down, but I'll you made the point, Mary Jo, there's no great team out there, obviously, but the teams that are going to make a run have their eyes set on the NCAA tournament, and this is my concern about Kentucky. These kids, I think, have their eyes on their draft stock.
Well, Calipari brought it up.
Yeah. You might not be wrong on that.
And I'm serious. I think this is how in the heck 2 years ago. How in the heck does an NBA team lose to Wisconsin? In Calipari's remark after that game, somebody asked him, I don't know who it was, reporter here in Lexington said, "What's the mood like in the locker room?" And he said, "Relief." Was that relief that the pressure of the undefeated season is over, or they're out of Lexington?
Yeah.
Listen, okay. I mean, I think, you know, we've gone over that a million times. I think that's just his loyalty to the Harrison twins, not taking them out and putting Tyler Ulis in the game. Yeah. That's what happened there.
Yeah.
Well, perhaps your loyalty cost you a national championship.
Oh, No, we did. We both agree that it did. But but I'm just saying, like, other years, though, like that year in particular, you said it, and it's an NBA team.
Yeah.
Did you feel during that year, though, that those guys were worried about their draft stock?
No.
No, I never once did.
This team is.
Yeah. Well, and, well, Calipari talks about it. He'll talk about Isaiah Briscoe. And when he mentions Isaiah Briscoe, he will say he's a different player than he was last year. You should hear the calls I get about him.
Well,
he's talking NBA. He's
going to love Beijing or Tokyo.
Well, he's... Calipari actively campaigning for Isaiah Briscoe to get drafted. That's what he's doing in his press conferences. But then, at the same time, Friday, he says, look, these guys, look at the NBA draft board. Well, he didn't say it exactly that way. He just said, I try to get these guys to stay in the moment, look ahead.
No, he kind of did say it that way. He said, wouldn't you be looking at the draft board four or five times a day if it was you?
Yeah. And... he says then they see their stock rise or fall, and then they adjust their game accordingly. But that's what's in the head mentally before you even get to Kentucky. That's why you're coming to Kentucky, is to get to the NBA as quickly as you can.
This is what's another. When was the last time you heard these kids when they signed their letter of intent say, with the guys we have assembled, I think we can make a run at the national title? No, it's about I'm here to be developed and get to the next level.
Yeah.
It's just absurd. Okay, have a good week.
Thanks, Jack.
All right, thank you, Jack.
But it is one of those things where I don't. I believe that those things can commingle. They can hand in hand, and they have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have gone hand in hand. If you want, you can come here, and you know, and we keep going back to 2012, and now that that's 5 years ago, 4 years ago, I think people are starting to feel like, why hasn't it happened since?
Well,
but when you do look at that team and say, listen, there was the number one and number two draft picks
right.
in the NBA on that team,
mm-hmm.
and yet they were able, and you didn't even have truly a dynamic point guard on that team.
No.
In Marcus Teague. But yet they were able to set that aside and they did want to win a national championship. Now sprinkle in a Darius Miller and stuff like that. But those are on this team too. You've got Dominique Hawkins on this team. You've got Derek Willis on this team. So
Briscoe is a sophomore.
You've got some seniority mm-hmm. and you've got what I would presume to be kids from the state of Kentucky who really desperately want to win a national championship. So those elements are there on this team. It just hasn't come together. And I do think it goes back to them not playing defense. Cal's teams usually are great defensively, and this team is not.
Well, Bill Self brought up something in the post game. He was asked about Josh Jackson. And he said, look, when Josh Jackson was recruited, it wasn't because of his shot-making ability. It wasn't because of his ball-handling skills. It was more so than anything, his competitive spirit. Anthony Davis, John Wall, competitive spirit. Tyler Ulis, competitive spirit. Which just means...
But it goes along with talent. I mean,
well,
I had a great competitive spirit. I was as competitive as they come.
Yeah,
I just wasn't good. And if you were following the game along on Twitter last night, all the talk about Josh Jackson was about the NBA and where people were saying he was going to go. Don't count him out necessarily even being the number one pick, but they're saying, between number two and number five, like he's a top five draft pick. And that's the whole talk, the whole game about him on Twitter. I mean, so it's not like it's just Kentucky.
No. It's not. But my point being that the competitive spirit part is where that loose ball, that rebound, that extra whatever it takes to win, is it within there? Like you see, like we did against Tennessee, Malik Monk like come to life all of a sudden, like I've gotta find a way to win this game. Well, where is that during that 7-8 minute stretch where you don't get a shot off? Or how much does Fox have it when he comes down and just makes a casual pass that gets picked off for a layup?
I mean, you can see it when they get when they go into transition, especially when things are going well at the beginning of the game, it looks easy. And then they face some adversity, go into transition, and they cannot control themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They can't... I don't want them to slow down. I mean, I know that their strength should be in how fast they can score, but it's how fast they turn it over, too.
Yeah.
And, Malik Monk's a fantastic scorer. I mean, he truly is. But he can shoot you right out of a game.
He can. And the truth is, they just don't know enough yet. They don't know enough yet. You got another month before March. I think yesterday showed me at least that this team is not what I thought it was. I thought this team would definitely bounce back, had the advantage inside with Bam, and win this game.
And could you have had a better atmosphere to do it in?
No.
I mean, how that game started with Michael Buffer and everything surrounding it, it was just...
It was the country's biggest sporting spectacle yesterday.
That was the dream scenario. That's what you want to play in. It was amazing.
That was the biggest stage in America yesterday.
And just electric, setting the record of how loud it was and blah, blah, blah. I mean, you got to... I know they got up for it because they were upright, but you got to stay up for that.
Yeah.
You got to stay up for 40 minutes.
you know, college football is over. The Super Bowl is the only thing left. This is when college basketball takes, and this is why it was hyped so much, I believe, as well. ESPN did nothing but promote it all week.
All week.
They had game day there. They built it up, and this was, you know, possibly the first big opportunity where it took more of the spotlight. Nothing else was there to take away from it. It was right there at 6 o'clock, 6:20, and you kind of fall on your face. Kansas shows up.
Shorthanded.
Yeah.
381-1313
is the number to call to get in here. You can listen to us on the WLXG app. You go to iTunes or Google Play, type in WLXG, download that thing, and then once it's on your phone, you just tap it, and live streaming begins immediately. No signing up, no nothing. WLXG.com or right here on your radio.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Back with more after this.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Bluegrass Sports Awards presented by Alltech are Wednesday, February 1st at the Lexington Convention Center. This is one of the best awards nights in Lexington, recognizing the best and the brightest in sports business, media, and performance. The evening features an incredible silent auction of sports memorabilia and VIP experiences, a formal dinner, awards presentation, and the unveiling of the Herald Leader Sports Figure of the Year. You can get your tickets at bluegrasssports.org.
Hello, Banks Floor Covering.
I heard my voice on your radio commercial. How did you do that?
Well, since you keep calling looking for everything, we decided we'd use your calls to show how we really do have something for everyone.
So I'm famous now?
We're famous for offering the newest in Carndean PVC flooring and helping with free estimates, expert installation, and affordable financing.
I'll have my agents call you to talk about money.
We've got something for everyone at Banks Floor Covering. 1117 Winchester Road, just off New Circle Road in Lexington.
Hey, everybody. This is Chastity at ADA Heating and Air. We asked people what they wanted in their HVAC equipment. They told us a brand that has stood the test of time and has a proven reliability record. We have delivered. We install American Standard HVAC equipment. American Standard has been a leader in the HVAC industry for over 100 years. We can bring American Standard into your home. Call us today at 859-519-6382 for a free estimate to replace your old or broken HVAC system.
ADA is on the way.
Hey, you all know how I feel about Tony's Steaks and Seafood. Well, listen to this. The online restaurant reservation company OpenTable released a list of 100 best steakhouses in America for 2016. Only one Lexington restaurant made the list, Tony's of Lexington. It's the only one in Kentucky that did. Tony's of Lexington, right across from Triangle Park. Visit them at tonysteaksandseafood.com.
Banks Floor Covering.
Have you been getting a lot of calls from a little boy?
Yes, we have.
That's my son. He always talks about how you have something for everyone.
We do, with all the newest in flooring choices for your home. Your son keeps calling us looking for everything.
Derek.
Yes, Mom.
You've got to stop bothering those nice folks at work.
But, Mom, I love talking to them.
Well, I would love it if you would finish your chores before you start making phone calls.
Banks Floor Covering. 1117 Winchester Road, just off New Circle Road in Lexington.
ESPN Sports Radio. The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Yes. The sky is crying, and what's coming out is frozen. A little bit of snow today. Reports are, what, 1 to 3 inches, maybe? If you got kids, looking at a possible cancellation
don't say
tomorrow.
It. I need there to be school tomorrow.
Yeah, from what we've heard anyway, a chance of no school tomorrow. Not based on what we see now, but based on what's ahead of us. Luckily, my parents live two doors down. Moved them in yesterday or last weekend.
Yeah, we had a sleepover at my house last night.
Oh, you did?
for Sam's birthday. Sam's birthday is Tuesday. And so I took the boys to Sky Zone before the Kansas game yesterday.
Nice choice.
Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we get there, and it's
a big, big, big TV for parents to sit up and watch up top.
Thankfully.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Was so pumped about that.
Otherwise, you get kind of dizzy and throw up from all the bouncing.
I assumed they bounced for an hour because they were as sweaty as you could find three little boys. But I get there after having just drank a big thing of water.
Mm-hmm.
I'll use the bathroom when I get there. Water main break. There is no bathroom.
Oh.
No water fountain, no nothing. They can't, so they, you can't even buy like a Coke because their soda fountain doesn't work.
Oh.
It was an interesting hour.
Is Sky Zone, though, not in that, isn't it a shopping center over there off Boston Road?
Yeah, I mean, I could have walked over to the Kroger. Yeah. I just didn't. I was lazy.
Yeah. See, if you're me, you can walk behind Sky Zone.
Right.
Where the trees are.
But they had a blast, and you know, we played video games. We had ice cream cake and pizza and all that. And so the only bad part was losing the game.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's Calipari's sixth loss at Rupp Arena in his eighth season. Second this season. As I said before, he had been 75-0 as a top five team at Rupp Arena, and now two losses this season, UCLA and Kansas. Kentucky led by 12 with 10:03 left in the first half. And under Calipari, UK had been 2:04-3 when leading by at least 10 points at any time during any game. And that's the first non-conference loss in that situation. Eighth time UK's lost back-to-back games under Calipari. It's the third time in 8 years Cal has lost two home games in a season. Of course, you know 2013 he lost two home games. What was the other season? Do you know? What other season would you pick that Kentucky lost two home games under Calipari?
2015, Julius Randle's year?
Nope. The Harrison Twins' first year when they went to the championship game. They lost. Because remember, the Sky was...
Julius Randle's year, they lost, what, 10 games?
Yeah.
They weren't... An 8 seed?
Well, that's the 2014 they were an 8 seed. I don't remember what they were in Julius Randle's year.
Because they went to the championship game. But yeah, it's the same. I think we're thinking of the same thing.
Are we? Yes, we are.
Mm-hmm.
We are thinking of the same thing.
Yeah. And I'm like, how many times did they go to the championship game?
Yeah, same year. Yeah. We're talking about the exact same thing.
Yeah. I thought so.
Yeah. Yeah, because the team, remember, they didn't seem to be good. Then the tweak. The tweak.
You know, I will say this, because I do, I'm as frustrated as anybody after last night. I definitely think that this team has more talent and potential on it than they are showing.
Yeah.
But I don't understand the Calipari complaints. I truly don't. I think we have completely taken him for granted at this point. Now yesterday we got beat by a Bill Self team. And I will 100% say yes, Cal got out-coached yesterday. No question about it. And Self was flexible, malleable. He doesn't play zone. He knew he had to do something different to win that game, and he was flexible enough to do it, and it worked. But Bill Self hasn't won a national championship since 2008.
He has not. Yeah.
That's just the stuff to me that gets me, you know, we should always have senior players and hate the way he recruits. Like, God, give yourself a chance every stinking year with the way he recruits. You got a shot.
Yeah.
Every year. Sometimes it doesn't work out. Most times it doesn't. But most times it doesn't work out for every single team because there's only one team that wins the championship at the end of the year. Only one.
Actually, most times under Calipari, It works out where you're in the Final Four.
I mean, and we are so greedy and, you know, want it all. And I do too. I'm not saying we shouldn't want to win every year. But my God, you're not going to win every year. That's the thing. You're just not. Okay? Villanova is not going to win it every year either. Duke's not going to win it every year. Kansas hasn't won it in almost 10 years. So it's not like Cal's style is stopping him from winning national championships while the way other people are doing it are making it happen. There's special groups of seniors like Villanova that come through and they win it. There's special groups of freshmen like when Duke won it with a couple years ago, or when Kentucky won it in 2012. It happens. It happens with freshmen. It happens with seniors. It happens with a mix of both. It's just... You know, you got to let the year play out. But I think for anyone to say, I'm tired of the way Cal recruits, I think is an absolute travesty, because I don't know how many Division I basketball schools there are. 300-something, right?
65.
365?
Mm-hmm.
364 of them wish they had Cal's recruiting class almost every year. Almost every single year they would all take Cal's recruiting classes. And they would tell you that. And when they say the opposite, it's because they're only saying it because they know they can't get those guys. Well, I don't recruit like that because I don't want one and dones. It's because you can't get them, because you'd take them in a freaking heartbeat.
To Jack's side of the argument, who brought this up, I know that there are a lot of people other than Jack that feel this way, what you're railing against and defending Calipari. Because one reason is Kansas last night had Frank Mason, a senior, Devontae Graham, a junior. Those guys were committed to Towson State and Appalachian State before they wound up at Kansas. They had Landon Lucas, who has made himself into what he is. He's not a Bam Adebayo recruit. Then they had Josh Jackson. He's the star recruit. He's the one... Jamal Mashburn, if you will, you know. So Kansas goes to a different time of college basketball when you had a veteran team and you had one stud recruit on it to kind of help it along. And that, I think, is something people long for, miss.
But just yesterday, Dan, we had on the Eric Bossy from Rivals, and what were we talking with him about? The South Calipari recruiting battles. Yeah. They're going after the same guys.
They are.
They're going after the same guys. Bill Self is not building everything based on finding a gem at Towson State.
No, he's not.
He's going after these guys. Sometimes he gets them, sometimes he doesn't. But he's going after all those guys.
It's just the style. There's a whole generation that just doesn't like how this has gone, that it's this way now. But, to your point, it'd be kind of like if I said to my kid, one of my kids, hey, mow the yard. So he mows the yard. I don't know. He takes an hour to do the front yard. He takes lunch. He goes and plays. Then he comes back a couple hours later, and he mows the backyard. And I had asked him to put a pattern, an up-down pattern in it. Well, he mowed it in kind of a square. He just went all the way around. And so I don't have that pattern up and down in my yard. And I told him, you know, let's do this before lunch. I didn't get it done till after lunch. So he did it. You know, the job got done. But it wasn't the way I liked it. I wanted, if I would have done it, this is what it would have looked like. It would have been done by this time. So Calipari, 4 Final Fours in 7 years. This is his 8th season. Could be another one. Could be 5 in 8 years. 4 Final Fours and a national championship. When this is all said and done with John Calipari, you're going to look back and then you're going to see what Rupp did, and you're going to see what Joby Hall did, what Eddie Sutton did, what Tubby Smith did, and Rick Pitino. And Calipari is going to stand out. That space and time that we're in right now is going to jump off the page and go, wow. That was some run they had there. with Calipari.
And whoever comes in after him, it won't be this good. I promise you, I don't think it'll be this good.
Well, unless they got Brad Stevens. Like right now, if they fired Calipari and got Brad Stevens, it would be better, Mary Jo. Maybe you haven't heard. Now, this is a golden era, but what happened yesterday was...
I mean, Kentucky, I do think he's got to win one more. Like, right? Win one more.
Yeah.
Let's win another one.
But yesterday was, okay, Kentucky's going to show that it's right there among the best in the country. It's going to beat Kansas, and it's right on track for a number one seed. Well, even though Bill Self said after the game that this game has nothing to do with seeding, it had everything to do with seeding. Kentucky's not a number one seed. Win the game, number one seed, path. You're on it. Lose the game like they did, not a number one seed. Not a number one seed anymore. Don't even know if they can get to a number one seed by March.
Because really now their most impressive win is over North Carolina on a neutral court, and you needed Malik Monk to score 47 points to win by two.
Exactly.
And North Carolina is not maybe who they thought they were going to be either. I mean, they won't be a top 10 team as of tomorrow. They were 9, and then they lost.
At Miami yesterday, threw a chair.
Pretty handily.
Yeah.
So, you know, they won't be a top 10 team anymore.
Plenty more to talk about. I mean, plenty more to talk about this game. And then we'll switch and talk high school here in about 20 minutes with Josh Moore of the Lexington Herald Leader. And then at 10:30, we'll talk more about this game and Louisville's game today with Ken Spencer of WHAS 11.
And I do think we should spend 2 minutes paying tribute to Arrogate.
Oh, yeah. Arrogate. I thought you were going to say Roger Federer.
Oh, I love that.
Because he deserves some love, too.
Serena and Roger.
Both, yeah. We'll be back with more. 381-1313 is the number to call here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
At the Botany Bay, we're so cool, we're not even allowed to talk about all our cool stuff on the radio. But we also have cool stuff we can talk about, like disc golf supplies, flow toys, body jewelry, posters, tapestries, t-shirts, and the new CBD products. The FDA hasn't gotten a hold of those yet. The Botany Bay has grown, too. We've added over 625 square feet of merchandise. You just have to come see for yourself. We're conveniently located at 420 East New Circle Road. The Botany Bay, where we're still the place to buy things, to do stuff with, that you like.
Are you embarrassed about missing teeth? Are you self-conscious around others because your dentures might slip or spaces left by missing teeth may show? Become comfortable and confident again with dental implants from Dr. Claire.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Claire. When it comes to your dental health, there's an old saying, good dentistry isn't expensive, lack of good dentistry is. Let me show you how to smile with confidence again.
For all your dental needs, visit Dr. Claire at 145 Walton Avenue, Lexington, and be proud to show off those pearly whites.
Your dental needs don't have to just stop at general cleaning. Are you embarrassed about missing teeth? Become comfortable and confident again with dental implants from Dr. Claire. Visit Dr. Claire at 145 Walton Avenue, Lexington, for all your dental needs.
Do you avoid laughing aloud, smiling, or eating in public because your denture may slip or a space left by missing teeth may show? If so, visit Dr. Claire at 145 Walton Avenue in Lexington to see if dental implants are right for you and get back to eating and speaking with comfort and confidence again.
Bluegrass Sports Awards presented by Alltech are Wednesday, February 1st at the Lexington Convention Center. This is one of the best awards nights in Lexington, recognizing the best and the brightest in sports, business, media, and performance. The evening features an incredible silent auction of sports memorabilia and VIP experiences, a formal dinner, awards presentation, and the unveiling of the Herald Leader Sports Figure of the Year. You can get your tickets at bluegrasssports.org.
It's basketball season. It's the cellar season. Happy Hour, Monday through Friday, 4 to 7. Game day specials, all NCAA basketball on our beautiful big screen TV. Incredible food in the most beautiful sports bar anywhere. It's the Cellar on Lansdowne Drive, right next to the Signature Club. For more info, call 859-317-8301.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300. The Dan and Mary Jo Show. Local and live.
call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Well, we're still, look, this is always a process here when you're talking young players. I mean, I can remember in 14, we were dying, and, you know, then they got it at one point, and all of a sudden we took off. This team came together a little bit faster, yet you find out all the execution stuff that I've been talking about will come back and haunt you. All those little things that you, if you really want to be one of those teams, and I keep saying we're not yet, but we got great post presence. We got long players. We got some guys that can make shots. We shoot a high percentage. Normally, we don't turn it over like we do the last few games. And so it's all doable. And as a coach, you look at this and say, okay, where do we go and what do we zero in on? And I think it's toughness and defense. We got to be a better defensive team than we are. I mean, we had some guys just broke down and crossover moves and their layups. I mean, post-ups where we don't help. Down screens where we lose guys. We switch and we have a chance to switch back and we just stop playing. And they make a three at the top of the key because we didn't switch back, which we could have. So, you know, but I'm not, look, I hate losing, but, you know, I mean, I think there are a lot of people that wish they had my problems. Let me say that. So, you know, they double-teamed him. He turned it over some. He missed some free throws. He wasn't the same aggressive self. He could have caught.
All righty then. that's exactly what I was saying.
It is.
Everyone wants his problems.
Yep. That's exactly right. There are a lot of people who would like to have his problems.
Don't think for a second they don't. Look, and the ones that say they don't are lying.
Look, Bill Self coaches Landon Lucas. But if he was to take his personal feelings out of it, and maybe even if he didn't have to, if he was asked, hey, I will trade you Bam Adebayo for Landon Lucas straight up, Bill Self would take that.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yet, Landon Lucas, 6 for 6 from the floor yesterday, 13 points, 5 rebounds, 0 turnovers. Bam Adebayo, 3 for 7 field goals. 4 of 10 free throws, 10 points, 8 rebounds, 4 turnovers.
Yeah, the free throw shooting was back to being atrocious yesterday.
It was. But Landon Lucas outplayed Bam Adebayo, and Bam Adebayo was the key to the game and the reason Kentucky would win. Didn't happen that way. UK was outscored 44-34 on the paint.
Mm-hmm.
Kansas came into this game thin in the front court.
Very thin.
Very thin. Their big recruit, their big freshman, 7-foot stud, Utica Azubuike, out for the season with a wrist injury. Carlton Bragg, sophomore. Kentucky and Kansas went head-to-head on him in the recruiting battle. He was suspended. Landon Lucas, not a big-time recruit. Two reserves named Colby and Lightfoot that play very little.
Yep.
Yet Kentucky was outscored 44-34 in the paint. UK did have 5 guys in double-figure scoring. I mean, Derek Willis had one of his best games ever. 6 of 7 shooting, 5 for 5 from 3 at one point, finished 5 of 6, 18 points, 6 rebounds, 2 blocks. Malik Monk still got 18 points on 6 of 13 shooting.
But he went but he had 12 points in the first 8 minutes.
Yeah.
And then went a long time.
He went like from that 8-minute mark or so in the first half until like 3 minutes and something left in the game before he scored again. Meanwhile, Frank Mason and Josh Jackson, they combined to go 18 of 35 shooting. Jackson had 20 points, 10 rebounds. Mason had 21 points. UK, 17 turnovers, ties a season high. Kansas, 21-7 advantage in points off turnovers. Kansas had 9 steals. Like, Bill Self, after the game, asked about the 21-7 advantage and points off turnovers. Was like, well, stats are misleading. That means if we walk, you know, the other team walks.
Mm-hmm.
And that's called a turnover. And so if we go down and score and it takes us, you know, 28 seconds on the shot clock to get one off, that's still a point off the turnover. Well, nine steals is not misleading.
No.
De'Aaron Fox, two assists, five turnovers.
Yeah.
But there was a stretch in the first half where, like, whoop, Fox is back. Here's De'Aaron Fox again. Here's the guy.
Two assists. Two.
He looked great for a little while.
I mean, you got Derek Willis out there draining every three he throws up just to keep us in the game.
KU shoots 58.8% in the second half. They win 17-7 in second chance points. Briscoe was back. Like the Isaiah Briscoe that Kentucky needs, he was back. 12 points, 8 rebounds, 6 assists.
But it just, that goes to show that when, you know, when Derek and Wenyon can give you something and Isaiah can give you something, that's great and that will make you a great team. But this team is De'Aaron, Malik, and Bam.
Yes.
And if those three aren't getting it together, or at least two of those three in every game, it's going to be tough.
It is.
Because Isaiah is a role player. He can have great games now and then, and you need him to be consistent.
Yeah.
And you need that other position of Derek and Wenyon combined to be consistent. But this team will run through Bam, Malik, and De'Aaron and how those three play.
Absolutely. If you get the points from the four spot, then that...
Which they did last night.
And they have been. That helps offset whatever the other team gets from its four spot, because it's going to get points on Derek and Wenyon.
Yes.
So if you can win that battle by 3 or 4 points and a rebound or two, then that's what that is. So it looks great that Willis had 18 points. It looks great when Wenyon has a good game. But you got to look at what they did on the other side. So that's where Malik and Bam and Fox absolutely have to come through. Willis said after the game that he didn't sleep at all Friday night. He was up watching Kansas's games on YouTube. He watched the West Virginia game. He said, "I was really focused on this game but fell apart in the second half defensively. I didn't sleep because I was told I'd be guarding Josh Jackson some and wanted to look him up and look up their team and wanted to get more familiar with them. Because we don't watch a lot of film on opponents, and this was a big game and college game day, and I was just really excited for this game, and I hate to lose." Derek Willis is a senior, so his head is in the right place. And he could be big when teams play zones in the future.
Because they will.
Yeah, they will. But you got it. Bam's got to shoot better free throws. Fox can't turn it over five times. It's just, what happened to them? Where did they go?
I know.
Well, I tell you what. If you look at who they've played and who they've beaten, that tells you a little something.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that next here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
It's basketball season. It's the cellar season. Happy Hour, Monday through Friday, 4 to 7. Game day specials, all NCAA basketball on our beautiful big screen TV. Incredible food in the most beautiful sports bar anywhere. It's the Cellar on Lansdowne Drive, right next to the Signature Club. For more info, call 859-317-8301.
Shouldn't you have a checking account that makes your life easier? Introducing Easy Checking from Republic Bank. Relax with no minimum balance or monthly maintenance fees. Easily send money through our app with Mobile Pop Money. Log into your account by scanning your finger or eye with your smartphone. And for easy access to your money, you can use 85,000 surcharge-free ATMs worldwide. Easy Checking for your hard-earned money. We're Republic Bank, and it's just easier here. $50 required to open checking account. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC.
Everybody rides at North Broadway Auto. For over 20 years, North Broadway Auto has been Lexington's biggest and best buy-here, pay-here auto dealer. Tax time. Yes, tax time is the right time to find a quality ride at North Broadway Auto. Bad credit? No credit? Bankruptcy? No problem. With over 300 cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, we're here to help you find that perfect ride. Call 293-2353 or stop by 131 West New Circle Road at the corner of Old Paris Pike and New Circle. Right on the corner, right on the price. North Broadway Auto.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Oh, it's a bluesy Sunday morning because the reality has set in that Kentucky is not one of the five best teams in the country. Well, definitely not one of the top three.
Where are they?
Kansas is one of the top three teams in the country.
Kansas and Gonzaga, I think, are one seeds at this point.
Yes.
And then the other one seeds, I would say, will probably be when they release it, and you know, and things can happen in the next 12-13 days till that comes out. But I guess Baylor would have to be a one seed.
It comes out February 11th, which is a Saturday. So next Saturday is the first Saturday in February, and then it's the following Saturday. So,
listen, what we're talking about here, I don't know if they're talking about the same thing in North Carolina right now, but Duke has Jason Tatum, Harry Giles, Marquise Bolden.
Yeah.
All guys that, you know, Kentucky would have wanted. Harry Giles was the number one player in the class. Bolden, the number one center in the class. Tatum was a five-star.
Plus Grayson Allen and Luke Kennard.
Yeah, so then you've got the older guys who've been there and you've got shooters. You know, it appears you would have everything, which is why Duke was the favorite to win the national championship from the beginning of the season.
And Plumlee.
And now...
Oh, they don't have a Plumlee? Oh, I thought they still had a Plumlee.
But will they be a four seed?
They got to be worse than that. Have to be. They don't even have a winning record in their own conference. They just have to be further down. Kentucky in 2014, an 8 seed.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't. In Brandon Knight's year, weren't they an 8 seed?
Four.
They were a 4 seed. That's right.
And they should, you know, we were all upset that they should have been a 3 because they had just won the SEC tournament.
Right.
And beating Florida, and then Florida got seeded ahead of Kentucky.
Exactly.
Year.
And that's when you said... Well, it's happened more than that. Just that time. It's happened again since then, is when the SEC championship game meant nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely nothing.
Last year might have been the same way.
Yeah. It doesn't mean a thing. They're done at that point. They've already done it. One game is not going to determine the seeding either way. So the SEC championship is for absolutely nothing except to, you know, to put it on paper and have a little something. But...
all I'm saying is pump the brakes on the Cal stuff and the recruiting stuff, because Duke recruits the same way. They've won national championships doing it. They give themselves a chance every single year recruiting that way. And sometimes it doesn't work out.
Yeah.
But it also, I'm also not counting this team out. They've got all the pieces. That in 2 months, could they make a run? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
It's just, Mary Jo, just some Kentucky fans are just not ready to fully accept. They haven't liked it from the beginning, and they still don't like it that players come in here and leave for the NBA after 1 year, and then their program, going back to when they watched games coached by Adolph Rupp, or Joby Hall, or Eddie Sutton, their program is an NBA factory now. And that's what John Calipari calls it. It's players first, to come here to get ready for the NBA, and then along the way, they will drag us to a championship or wherever we go. But it's up to them what they want to do. We're just a vehicle for them. Well, you don't want to hear that about your school. No, it's about Kentucky basketball and winning championships. If they go on and have a great career, good for them. But while they're here, they are here to make Kentucky a national champion.
Well, Lynn, listen, I think it also bears repeating that in his 7-8 years here, how many of these kids have ever caused a lick of trouble off the court?
Yeah. Hey, I...
Zero.
I'm with you, sister. I'm just saying, I see their point. I know where they're coming from. I know these people. Next, we're going to switch to high school and talk with Josh Moore. Plenty of high school stuff to talk about. And we'll do it next with Josh Moore of the Lexington Herald Leader here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
When we ring in the new year, we also make resolutions for our personal fitness and health. This year, why not make some resolutions for your office? At Hearst Group, they're ready to help you keep your office resolutions for better productivity and service. From the boardroom to the bathroom, Hearst Group has been locally owned for over 90 years, so they can help you keep those office resolutions. Go to HearstGroup.net or 500 Buck Place in Lexington. Happy New Year from the Hearst Group.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300, WLHG Lexington, and LM Communications Broadcasting Station.
Action sports event. You know we came to get X Games Aspen continues today at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on ABC and streaming live on the ESPN app and watch ESPN, sponsored by Jeep.
Super Bowl 51 in 2017 has been awarded to Houston.
Super Week 2017. It all kicks off February 1st at 6 Eastern with Mike and Mike on ESPN Radio and ESPN2. Number 1 ranked Villanova, number 12 Virginia. Powerhouses face off in Philadelphia. Coverage begins today at 12:30 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Presented by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The NBA's finest headline Sunday showcase on ABC. Mr. Triple Double, Russell Westbrook and the Thunder are hungry.
Russell Westbrook has become must-watch television.
As they face off against Kyrie and LeBron James in Cleveland.
James to the basket! LeBron James does it again!
NBA Sunday Showcase, Thunder, Cavs, today at 3:30 Eastern on ABC.
Donovan McNabb picked the Steelers to beat the Patriots. Now he's picking the Falcons to beat the Patriots. Why does he think New England is so beatable? Find out Monday morning on Mike and Mike, 9 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
It's an ACC showdown on Big Monday. Duke travels to South Bend to face Notre Dame. Coverage begins tomorrow at 6:30 Eastern on ESPN and on ESPN Radio.
Are you kidding?
Presented by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300, WLHG Lexington, and LM Communications Broadcasting Station.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. This is what you need to know. The Roger Federer, Rafael Nadal men's final at the Australian Open certainly did not disappoint. Down in the fifth set, the 35-year-old Federer came back, went on to win his 18th Grand Slam title, beat Nadal 6-4, 3-6, 6-1, 3-6, 6-3 at the Aussie Open. It was the first major victory for Federer since Wimbledon in 2012. ESPN analyst Darren Cahill.
And it's kind of an against-the-odds story for Federer right from the very word go. From 6 months out to coming into this event, you see the draw. You look Burdick in the third round, possibly Murray in a quarterfinal, Nishikori. Just the fact that he's gone through, he's won this tournament. It's one of the most amazing efforts I've seen on the men's side in my history anyway.
NBA Cavaliers host the Thunder today, 2:30 Eastern ESPN Radio, 3:30 Eastern on ABC and the Watch ESPN app. Cleveland, one of four teams that has not allowed a triple-double to Russell Westbrook in 14 games all time. College basketball today, we've got top-ranked Villanova welcoming number 12 Virginia, 12:30 Eastern ESPN Radio. Wildcats 8-0 all-time at home as a number one AP team. After 3 years using a revised on-conference format, the Pro Bowl returns to the traditional AFC versus NFC format, 8 Eastern ESPN and the Watch ESPN app. Rosters consist of 44-man teams from each conference. Members of the winning team receive $61,000. Members of the losing team take home $31,000. First game of Bruce Arena's second stint as coach of the U.S. men's national soccer team is today in a friendly against Serbia for Eastern ESPN 2.
Donovan McNabb picked the Steelers to beat the Patriots. Now he's picking the Falcons to beat the Patriots. Why does he think New England is so beatable? Find out Monday morning on Mike and Mike, 9 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN 2.
It's a new day, a fresh start, because Time Warner Cable is now Spectrum. Redefining what a cable company can be, with promises to make and promises to keep. Like crystal clear HD picture and sound, thousands of on-demand choices, and internet speeds fast enough to get you where you want to go instantly. All delivered over the most advanced fiber-rich digital network in the nation. With over 90,000 employees working hard every day to earn your business. Because nothing but the best will ever do. And it never should. Welcome to America's fastest growing TV, internet, and voice provider. Welcome to Spectrum. Call 844-97-SPECTRUM or visit spectrum.com for more details.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
Many times you hear about an automobile accident. This is a term given to us by the insurance industry. Excessive speed, alcohol and drugs, and the use of cellular devices are the leading causes of car crashes. That's right, car crashes. In most cases, there's no accident at all, just plain old intentional conduct. For almost 30 years, we at Morgan & Morgan have represented those injured and killed in car crashes. We try as hard as we can to put your life back together. The insurance company is our enemy and your enemy. Don't trust anything they tell you. Thankfully, cars are getting safer, and at some point soon, hopefully, they drive themselves and put us out of business. And that's just fine with me. But until that time, I'm going to fight like hell to warn you, inform you, and protect you. Visit ForThePeople.com. Power to the people. Offices Lexington.
Welcome to the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to at DReefer or at MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Joe Perino.
Well, we could continue talking about the Kentucky-Kansas game, and we will, but we're going to take a break from that and talk some high school sports with our guy at the Lexington Herald Leader, Josh Moore. Good morning, Josh. Welcome to the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
Good morning, Dan.
And Mary Joe.
And Mary Joe. I'm so sorry, ma'am. let's stop talking about that UK game. That's a depressing subject.
Let's start with the All-A Classic in Frankfort. The semifinals yesterday, Newport Central Catholic beat Russellville in overtime, and Paris upsets LCA 65-58, so you got Newcath and Paris at 2 o'clock today over there. Paris has never been to the All-A Classic championship game. Newcath, fourth time in 5 years.
Yeah, you've got a, somehow in the small school tournament, you've got a David versus Goliath.
You do, yep.
Going on. Newcastle, this isn't just their fourth time in 5 years, but they won all three of the other times that they made it. So, they didn't reach it last year. Cordia won, I imagine a lot of the casual fans who are showing up are going to be pulling for Paris today. As, you know, it's kind of hard to blame them. Paris is a really fun team to watch. I've seen them 7 or 8 times probably now. We watched them a lot outside of this tournament, and they've got, they had a big loss to Campbell County earlier this year, which is kind of the favorite in their region.
Yeah.
But if they were to play again, it would be hard for me to think that it wouldn't at least be closer. they absolutely have the ability to make a run in the 10th.
Yeah, I mean, they are. I think Campbell County, last I looked, was a one-loss team, but Paris is right there. I mean, if Campbell County is the best team in the 10th region, Paris has to be right there. That's what I would love to see, is Paris into the Sweet 16. That would be something else. Because, look, Newport Central Catholic, they're used to success in all their programs. I mean, football has been successful for them. Basketball, they were there last year in the Sweet 16. And here they are in the All-A Classic going for a fourth title here in the last few years. Paris, this is their best team in forever. I mean, this. So you do pull for that. I would love to see Paris. Nothing against those folks at Newport Central Catholic, but would love to see Paris win today.
And well, then,
go ahead.
Sorry. And one, especially with Newcastle, it's easy to forget. Now, they had a tremendous young man, Ben Wire, big guy, come through now at Bellarmine, who's no longer with the team. So at least, you know, they do have this is kind of, I wouldn't say it was unexpected for them to be here, but it wasn't like they're not running it back as they had been recently. You know, it's a lot of, it's just like, I think one guy who really played on those teams, who's on this team, Brennan Hall, the point guard. And so it's a bunch of kind of unseasoned guys who are doing this for them too. So they do have an interesting wrinkle to what's going on. But as you said, I mean, they've had so much success just as an athletic program that you know, when you have a team like Paris that comes through and has its best senior class, maybe, I mean, this might be their best team ever. I mean, it's been a long time since they've had a wealth of talent to do something like this.
Probably back when you were taking semi-trucks to prom.
Oh, never forget.
#never forget.
Well, in the true spirit of the All-A, the girls' game is small school that way. Harlan and Monroe County, that game at noon over there at the Frankfurt Convention Center. Let's move on now to Tavion Hollingsworth this week, becoming Dunbar's all-time leading scorer, passing Darnell Burton on Thursday night. Hollingsworth now with 2,202 points, 600 rebounds also, which is fourth in school history. But his 2,202 points place him fourth all-time in Fayette County high school career points behind Mike Smith is third, who played at Sayre and Dunbar, Jackson Davis of Lafayette, second, and Mike Allen, Brian Station, the current coach at Tate's Creek, at 2,408. So, Hollingsworth is within reach of becoming this city's all-time leading scorer.
Oh, yeah, and I didn't see that Dunbar actually played yesterday. I don't know what he finished with his point total yesterday, so it's actually probably about 227, 227 or
that's
something
right,
now.
That's right. I don't even know if they won. They played Wagner, right?
Yeah, I think they won by, I think it was like 12 or so, or 5 to 12, something like that. They I know they won.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, what a. Yeah, I know you've seen him, Dan. And have you seen him, Mary? Have you gotten to watch him live, Mary Jo?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, he's special.
Gifted scorer. I mean, for a guy, I mean, he's not especially big, you know, for a guard. In this day and age, he might be, you could say, a little undersized for his position, but, you know, he's kind of on the border there. But, I mean, just can. If you. There's nobody. If you need someone to create a shot in this. I would say in the state, I'm not sure I would take anyone over him. I mean, just the confidence with which he shoots too, so it's not a surprise to see that he's within reach of this record. Now, what is kind of interesting is he's not really, you know, he's not had many games where he like exploded for 40 points, 45 points. It's a lot of, you know, just 25. 20, 25, 30. I mean, just a really consistent average over his career.
Well, I just saw he scored 37 last night in the Clem Haskins Classic against Wagner. So he is now at 22-39. So just as you make your point about he doesn't explode for a bunch of points, he had 37 last night.
Everybody, ignore what I just said.
So would you'd put him clearly as the front runner for Mr. Basketball right now?
Oh, yeah. It was about a month ago. I think I had an article that I kind of playfully handicapped.
Yes.
How I thought it kind of looked,
which I enjoyed.
And I don't think he's done anything to make his case not worth it. I mean, if he does end up breaking the city record, I don't see how he. I don't think there's any way anyone could beat him. I mean, there are guys out there who are talented. There are guys out there who may like the Bradshaw kid from Russellville. There's it, just the way he's built. I've been telling people this weekend. I think that there's a guy who could go into college, and you know, if it goes a certain way, gets bigger and all that stuff and better, that guy could play in the NBA. I mean, he's just got the kind of frame that those teams like. But as far as you winning Mr. Basketball, I don't see how you can really not vote for Hollingsworth at this point.
Well, that guy he's talking about from Russellville, Mary Jo, he had, what, like 17 points, 16 rebounds, 7 blocks yesterday. His name is Pedro Bradshaw. I said, there's no way this school should let this opportunity go by and not campaign.
Vote for Pedro?
Exactly. Yeah. Campaign for Mr. Basketball with Vote for Pedro shirts. If they don't have Vote for Pedro shirts on at every single game for this kid, yeah, I mean, you're just doing the pep club wrong. You're just doing it wrong. All right, now, Mr. Basketball to Mr. Football. Mr. Football finally came out this week, and it's Bowling Green's Jamel Carruthers. Which, let's just go over stats. We'll just do that, just so everyone knows. 5,731 yards and 85 TDs in his career. 1,410 yards this past season and scored 38 touchdowns. And he's Bowling Green's leading scorer the last 3 seasons. By the way, this information all from what Josh Wright from Bowling Green earlier. I didn't come up with this. I just copied it from him. But Class 5A Finals MVP in helping Bowling Green win its 3rd state title in his 4 years. So 3 state titles in 4 years, leading scorer the last 3 seasons. He's committed to go to play ball at Navy. So, look, the kid is good, but was this not Jake Johnson from Pulaski County and Lafayette from Walker or Walker Wood from Lafayette? What wasn't this their Mr. Football to lose?
You know, I mean, all season, I think here in Central Kentucky, that definitely was the thought process, and I disclosed this before, but I voted for Walker. I thought
I did too.
What I keep coming back to is Lexington has never had a Mr. Football winner, and if a person like Walker, who kind of puts together the numbers he does, and let's be real, if they don't have Walker Wood, they're not making those runs to the finals, especially the first time they got there when they were having to pull wins out of their you know what to do what they did. I mean, he was, and that would not have been possible without Walker. So if a kid like that can't win Mr. Football, I'm not sure how Lexington's ever going to have a Mr. Football winner, you know?
Well, I can tell you how right here. I tried this a couple years ago, and I'm going to call him out right now. So, guys, if you're listening, once again, you should have just done what I asked you to do. I'm going to start with our buddy Alex Rising over at Channel 36. I'm going to go to my buddy who I currently do TV with over at WKYT, Brian Milam, and I'm going to go to Keith Farmer over at WLEX. Those 3 guys in TV in this market are the main ones who care and cover high school sports, that pay attention to it the most. I asked them a couple years ago in an email, guys, please get on here and vote every week on the AP poll. Vote on this stuff. Do it. It's easy to get a password. All you do is just email the AP, said, hey, I cover high school sports here in Lexington for whatever outlet. I want to vote on the poll. No response. So I hammered them again. And I got nothing but excuses out of them. Now, if those 3 guys, plus myself, plus Josh, that's 5 voters in Lexington that cover Central Kentucky. I mean, we're the 2nd largest television market here. So you got Louisville, you got Lexington. Well, in Lexington, we cover Pulaski County, we cover Scott County, we cover Danville, so we got a wide range. We got something like 30-something schools that we cover, so we see a lot of football and a lot of basketball. And you made the point, Josh, that Western Kentucky probably had, what, 10 votes on this thing?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I asked the AP if they could release the organizations who voted, so I can't say for sure. But if you go based off the outlets that participated in the poll all year, Western Kentucky would have had about 10 votes. Lexington had 2, mine and yours.
Yeah.
Louisville only had 1.
Would it be Jason Frakes of the Courier-Journal?
Yeah, I mean, so you talk about another area that's underrepresented. I mean,
yeah. Louisville has 1 vote in the Mr. Football?
I didn't realize that. That's
so between
crazy.
Lexington and Louisville, 3 votes for Mr. Football. Those are the 2 biggest markets. We see, between Louisville and Lexington, we see the most teams and players of anybody
and
else.
And Northern Kentucky only has 1 vote, too. So your three biggest metro areas have 4 votes between them. And Eastern Kentucky's only got 3 or 4 voters. So
yeah.
There is a swath of... Now, in Western Kentucky now, to be fair, it's all spread. You know, that's spread over a lot of distance.
It is, yeah. It's not like Paducah and Bowling Green are right next to each other.
Yeah, so there's still geographically, there's a difference there. You could break it down differently.
Yeah.
But that side of the state is... I don't want to say overrepresented. I would say they're properly represented. I mean,
yes.
That should be... You know, everybody should have a voice in this.
Yes.
Problem is, their voice is just louder because, yeah, like as you brought up, there are just a lot of outlets that don't participate really east of Elizabethtown.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, this area is just underrepresented, Lexington, Louisville, Northern Kentucky. Yeah, nothing against, hey, I'm for those guys participating. I'm glad that those guys participate. We just need more over here. It takes me maybe 20, 30 minutes to turn in my polls. And the reason it takes me that long is because I'm thorough. I want to make sure.
Oh, yeah, you're going through the schedule. Stick
right.
I mean, yeah, you're probably doing the same thing I do. But you don't even have to do that. I mean, I know some people only vote. Like, there was a little mini controversy in the middle of the season because I kind of call people out for not voting in every poll. Especially in football, you can just go through and vote for. You could just vote for 6A if you wanted to.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So.
Could you two maybe like make some signs and stand outside of the courthouse in Lexington today or something?
We need to start marching for the AP poll. I think, Dan. That's what we.
Well, look, what you said about Walker Wood and what he did, worthy of a Mr. Football consideration. Here's the one thing. I don't know if anyone... I did not go over it with a fine-tooth comb. I just kind of scanned it. But I'm not sure that anyone has ever thrown for 70 touchdowns and run for 70 touchdowns in a career. And Wood threw for 74 TDs and ran for 73 TDs in his time at Lafayette. So to me, and leading... you know, a Fayette County public school to back-to-back state championship game appearances, which has never happened, that's why he got my vote right there. If he doesn't...
Yeah, and,
go ahead.
Sorry. And all this, you know, after all this, I do want to say, Carruthers had an awesome case.
He did.
I understand. I don't fault anyone for voting for him. And I probably, if I had not have voted for Walker... I was leaning towards Carruthers, but, I mean, you just watch, I mean, and they would probably say this about him, too, but you just watch what Walker does. Like, just in the game, real time. I mean, highlights are one thing, but you're watching it. It's just, and the same thing for Johnson at Pulaski County.
Yeah.
The way that, some of the plays they made, it's like how in the, you think right afterwards, you could have 10 more chances of that after. And you wouldn't do it, but then you think, well, but they're that kid.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They probably would have pulled it off. So it's just kind of, you know,
kind
of crazy to me.
I was torn between Walker and Jake Johnson. You said you were leaning towards Carruthers if you hadn't voted for Wood, but I had Jake Johnson second. Now, you can make the case, well, how could you possibly put Jake Johnson over Jamel Carruthers when Bowling Green beat Pulaski in 3 state championship games, and then beat him this year 70-22. So, I mean, Pulaski County's Jake Johnson, he played in the 5A finals all 4 of his years, won the title in 2014. But not only did he break records in the state. He destroyed them. The state record for career catches, 134 more than the previous record. The state record for catches in a season, 139. That was 31 more than the previous record. State record for receiving yards in a career, 633 more than the previous record. He came up five short of tying the career TD catches record. So, he had a great case, too.
Oh, yeah. You look at Jake and think.
Mary Jo's bored out of her mind, by the way. Sorry.
What was it, three or four years ago when James Quick set the record?
Yeah.
Or set some of those same records that he broke this year that he was named Mr. Football? I don't know how close that was or how strong that class of contenders was. But you mean that suddenly it doesn't have as much value this year?
Yeah.
You know, and like you said, going to four finals, that's something that Carruthers was the only candidate that had done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, four straight like that. So.
All right, we've been talking way too long. We got it. But one more thing before we go, since it is basketball season. Who wins the 11th region? Who's your pick right now?
Who wins the 11th region? My pick right now, so hard to not choose Scott County.
That's me. It's hard for me not to go against Scott County. Lexington Catholic is hotter than, I don't know, I'm going to use some stupid cliche, so I'm just not even going to go there, but they are hot.
Oh,
they're smoking right now.
Yeah, you're right. They what is it, 8-9 straight now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that I know some people might have looked, if they weren't at that game, looked at that double overtime win over Perry Central. That's a good win.
Yeah.
Don't think just because they went into double overtime, that Perry Central team's really good.
Well, it's going to be interesting. Josh, thank you so much for letting me vent, and I hope we still have listeners. Mary Jo checked out like 5 minutes ago.
I did not.
But I wanted to get it out there, get it off our chest, let everyone know why Walker Wood may have not won the Mr. Football. It could have been.
Now, I found that totally interesting. I had no idea.
So, thank you, Josh. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thank you, Dan and Mary Jo.
All right, Josh, thanks.
Well, we got to take a break. We've only got about less than 10 minutes before we call Ken Spencer and talk to him about this Kentucky game he was at yesterday and then Louisville today. We'll do that here in just a few minutes. Be back with more here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Russillo and Canal.
I did 4 SportsCenter hits today. Everybody wanted to talk about Draymond's foul on LeBron. Is it okay to say that it's both a foul and a flop?
Yes, 100, that's what it was.
He hits him hard.
When you watch it full speed, there's no question. And then when you watch it in slow motion, that's when you see that LeBron is the worst actor of all time. You don't have to lay there, put your head down, and just play dead for that long. I don't know why the need to flop is there.
Russillo and Canal. 1-4 on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
It's a new day, a fresh start, because Time Warner Cable is now Spectrum. Redefining what a cable company can be, with promises to make and promises to keep. Like crystal clear HD picture and sound, thousands of on-demand choices, and internet speeds fast enough to get you where you want to go instantly. All delivered over the most advanced fiber-rich digital network in the nation. With over 90,000 employees working hard every day to earn your business. Because nothing but the best will ever do. And it never should. Welcome to America's fastest growing TV, internet, and voice provider. Welcome to Spectrum. Call 844-97-SPECTRUM. Or visit Spectrum.com for more details.
Shouldn't you have a checking account that makes your life easier? Introducing Easy Checking from Republic Bank. Relax with no minimum balance or monthly maintenance fees. Easily send money through our app with Mobile Pop Money. Log into your account by scanning your finger or eye with your smartphone. And for easy access to your money, you can use 85,000 surcharge-free ATMs worldwide. Easy Checking for your hard-earned money. We're Republic Bank, and it's just easier here. $50 required to open checking account. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
You know, they double-teamed him. He turned it over some. He missed some free throws. He wasn't the same aggressive self. He could have caught and turned and shot some balls. This wasn't that. This was we got out-toughed, and we didn't guard the way we need to guard, which is all curable. I mean, you know, there was a stretch where Malik doesn't get a shot. Well, you can't play 7-8 minutes without him getting a shot. And it wasn't, they were in a zone, okay, we can move them around and do some different things. There were some of that, but it was more, they shot 60% in the second half. You're not going to win. In a close game, again, we turned it over for an unforced and then took a tough shot. No rebounds. I mean, you know, the Jackson's tipping was a huge, I mean, it was a 1-point game. So those are the kind of stuff. But I've got to look at the tape and really break it down. I mean, Lucas had a bunch of second chance points. I mean, I don't know if Bam just left and we didn't crack down, but there was a lot of that going on. And again, 17 turnovers. I mean, again, 10 from our guards. And we have been a low, low turnover team until the last three games. Now all of a sudden we're averaging 17 turnovers a game. That shouldn't be who we are.
Well, I mean, that was the whole thing in a nutshell right there with Calipari.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the whole game. Everything he said, that was it. And it's curable.
They are.
Being able to guard better, being tougher, it's curable. But how optimistic are you?
I think they can get there. And I go back to, you know, what we were talking about earlier in the show. My optimism also stems from the fact that I just don't know there are any other great teams out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if Kentucky can tweak a few things here and there, get mentally tougher, which that doesn't happen overnight, and that's not necessarily a switch you just turn on. But they can be right there at the end of the year.
Well, look, Georgia comes in here Tuesday.
And they beat Texas. You talk about a school that, I mean... Texas is like 8-13 now.
Yeah,
and I thought Shaka was going to be great there.
Not a good year for them. But Georgia comes in. You got to think Kentucky wins at home against Georgia. But then you go right back out on the road at Florida. College game day is going to be there.
Game day will be there. So
Another big atmosphere.
The Gators will be lit up.
Yeah, the O-Dome.
They'll be turnt.
The O-Dome will be rocking. They always turn out for Kentucky. So, yes, that will be another big atmosphere. So I think this week will be very telling to see how this team responds, how much they care. You know, Calipari said it after the Tennessee game. Enough losses and this team will surrender. When they surrender, they'll start doing the stuff we ask them to do. But he did say they want to be better. They show him. It's not like they're just refusing and fighting him. It's just they just aren't doing what he's asking them to do.
But when Isaiah says stuff like, I still think we're 20 points better than this team, then that kind of makes me think that they think it's just going to happen.
Right. Yeah. You hear signs of the good stuff, though, that the players are in there putting in work after hours. But the keys, again, like you said, even if Malik is off, De'Aaron Fox can't be.
Mm-hmm.
He has to be the general, which is the nickname Calipari gave him before he even got on campus. He has to be the leader on that floor, you know, directing traffic and finding Bam in good positions. Like last night, Bam didn't handle that very well. You know, he turned it over four times.
You know, John Wall has really improved over the last few years offensively, developing a more of an outside shot. But when he was here, he didn't really have that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he knew his offensive game was to either A, find an open teammate, or B, go to the hole.
Yeah.
And De'Aaron Fox has a similar offensive set of skills right now,
mm-hmm.
a particular set of skills. And he just needs to do those things.
I agree.
I don't need to see, he doesn't need to dream threes or 18-foot jump shots. Like, he just doesn't.
Push the ball, put pressure
that
on the defense.
That little floater, I mean, he can just work that.
Yeah. We're going to talk about this more next with Ken Spencer from WHAS in Louisville on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
One of the great things about little boys and little girls is when they grow up, they want to be just like you. So to moms and dads, aunts and uncles, and grandparents everywhere, remember this. The next time you get in the car and don't buckle your seatbelt, a little boy is watching. And when you decide to text or dial and talk while driving, a little girl is watching your every move. And when you head down the road with a beer or cocktail in the car, that little person next to you is taking it all in. In this life, you have an awesome responsibility to those children who love you the most and want to be you in every way. So make a pledge today to be a good role model to these kids and their friends so that that little boy and that little girl get to grow up and be just like you. Morgan & Morgan, for our children.
Offices Lexington.
Are you ready to have your home or office cleaned the right way the first time and every time? Let the Cleaning Authority take your cleaning stress away by giving you a first-class cleaning experience. The Cleaning Authority is one of the largest home and office cleaning companies in Lexington because they get great results with high customer satisfaction. Their references will tell you they put you first in all they do. The Cleaning Authority staff are bonded professionals, so you can rest assured your home or office is in good hands. Call us for a free estimate at 859-309-1313. That's 859-309-1313. Or check us out on the web at thecleaningauthority.com Lexington. The new year is here. Start it off right by getting your office or home cleaned by the pros. Call the Cleaning Authority and let them take care of this for you. The new year is the perfect time to call them for your first-class cleaning experience. Call 859-309-1313. The Cleaning Authority. We make life easier.
Now is a great time to volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Volunteering is an opportunity to directly impact lives.
To see a life changed, to have it flourish in front of you. And the mission is a great place to volunteer to see that. You really get to see the results of your input.
And anyone can do it. So no matter how much time you might be able to give, a little or a lot, volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Call us at 381-9600.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Joining us now is our man, Kent Spencer, here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Good morning, Kent.
Good morning, guys.
How goes it? You know, I just found out during the break that you're going to be a daddy again?
Yeah.
You finally got a boy, so those girls don't have to drag those girls to the golf course anymore.
No. I'm still gonna drag them. I have a feeling this is gonna be mama's boy. He's gonna be mama's boy.
I gotcha.
But don't get me wrong, by the time he gets of age, I'm gonna have him with a shotgun on 3rd and 10. Spike.
That's right.
We are so thrilled.
Yes. Congratulations.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate it.
This game yesterday.
Before we get to the bad stuff, okay. I just want to know, since you were there, what the first 15 minutes before the game started, when they do the introductions and the inside, like, how cool was it?
Oh, it was cool, you know. I mean, and the thing about it is, you know, everybody knew Michael Buffer was going to be there, but for some odd reason, when I got to the arena, I completely forgot that that guy was going to be there. And I probably reported or said it on TV no less than six times leading up to the game. So, and I totally forgot. But then when he was standing at center court and the national championship trophies were surrounding him,
yeah,
I was like, well, that's a way to do it. That's pretty awesome.
That's one way. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one way.
I mean, there was just a massive buzz. And to have, you know, Steve Zahn was there, and you know, I enjoyed his work in the movie Sahara.
yeah.
You know, I've enjoyed his work over the years, and to have him out there helping out was pretty cool as well.
You've been to some great atmospheres, though. You've been to the North Carolina game when John Wall was here, the Louisville game that same year, just Rupp Arena's when it's at its best. Well, where do you put yesterday in the times that you've been to Rupp?
No, it was good. I wouldn't say it was its best yesterday.
Okay.
I mean, and that has nothing to do with the fans or the moments and stuff like that. I mean, I just think, like, you know, you brought up the North Carolina game, and I would even, you know, bring up when Anthony Davis in North Carolina came in for that game.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I think for fans, or like when Louisville comes in, you know, I mean, I think that, you know, for fans, and this is, you know, Kansas is the second winningest program of all time. You know what I mean? Like, it's a blue blood program. It's great. And maybe I'm wrong on this. I just don't feel like when Kentucky fans talk about rivalries, Kansas isn't one of those first teams to get mentioned. Even UCLA, and UCLA has more national championships than anybody.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like with Kentucky, you talk about the, you know, North Carolina and Louisville and Duke, even though those two teams rarely play. But you know what I mean? Like, there's much bigger rivalries. You want to beat the blue blood program. But it's not one of those teams that, you know, absolutely just completely gets the fans fired up. Like I said, great atmosphere last night. One of the best. It just wasn't the best.
Gotcha. Yeah. Now, did it occur to you, did you take away from this game that Kentucky is not one of those teams yet, just like Calipari says? Because when you look at the resume, UCLA, North Carolina, Louisville, Kansas. Lost to UCLA and Kansas at home, lost to Louisville on the road, beat North Carolina on a neutral court. That's their best win. They had to get 47 points from Malik Monk to do that. Their other best win is South Carolina at home.
Yeah. Here's my thing with Kentucky. I think, you know, if those guys are able to come together, I think it's a team that is capable of winning the national championship. But separately, they are not. Really good pieces. Really good pieces. You know, De'Aaron Fox, really good. Malik Monk, really good. Bam Adebayo, really good. You know, you got other guys that are really good. But at times during the game, when the going gets tough, they go right back to, all right, let's, you know, there was times yesterday when Kansas would make a little bit of a run, and then all of a sudden, you know, I thought people would lose their minds.
Yeah.
And then they were just trying to do way too much, and which led to a turnover to a bucket on the other end. You know,
you see it happening. I mean, it's plain as day. When they fall apart.
I asked Derek Willis about it after the game. I said, can you... I can see it, but can you feel it on the court that this thing's just, you know, they've just lost their minds? And he goes, yeah, and that's the one thing killing this team right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was, you know, they were pretty much, you know, and Isaiah Briscoe said, look, everybody's got to buy in to the process, to everything. And I think that there's, you know, for the first time, I think, you know, some eyes are opening and saying, look, you know, Calipari can talk about it, but it's got to come from the players.
Yeah.
Is there who would you say is the leader? Because I saw some, you know, people on Twitter last night kind of questioning leadership, and I think at the beginning of the year, Isaiah Briscoe was charged with that from Coach Cal, but he's had his struggles recently, so I think it's been tough for him to do that right now.
Yeah, it's hard to lead if you're 1-for-7 and you're in foul trouble and you're on the bench. I mean, that's just that's hard to do. And I don't know. I mean, I know that he wasn't 1-for-7 last night, but you know, before last night, he had some shaky games.
Yeah.
And last night, he got into foul trouble in the first half. But that's hard to lead when those are the parameters surrounding it. You know, and I was also thinking this. You know, Calipari has also said in some of his other teams, you know, you got to have an alpha dog. Who's the alpha dog? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And last year, I mean, that was clear cut. That was Tyler Lewis or Tyler Ulis. And, you know, not all the pieces fit for them to be able to make a deep run. It just, you know, didn't work out that way. And in other years, you know, it was somebody else. You know, I think, you know, in my personal opinion, I think it was probably Andrew Harrison was that guy for a couple of years. He was the guy that, or at least that second year that they were here, you know, he was that guy that would really get on to guys. You know, he wasn't perfect, but, you know, he was the guy that would step up and say something. I don't know if they have that. You know, it's probably Briscoe. But to be honest, I don't know if you have an ultra, you know, an alpha dog. This is the guy that you know, you're following into battle.
I don't think they do.
Yeah, I think that may be a little bit in question.
You see that from Briscoe a little bit. I've definitely seen it from him on the sideline and how he does get on to guys a little bit. But they need more than that. And it needs to be Monk or Fox. And the one time I saw Monk start to do that, it was against Tennessee. Somebody from Tennessee had fallen down or was hurt on the other end of the floor, so Kentucky had a 5-on-4 advantage. And Isaiah Briscoe kind of pulls it out and stops like, oh, let's wait, guy's hurt. And Monk, like, throws his arms up and looks at Briscoe like, what are you doing? We got a chance to make a basket here, or we got a one-man advantage. What the heck are you doing?
Yeah, I think a lot of that stuff needs to be taken care of, and somebody has to step up and kind of be that alpha dog, because, you know, I don't think that you see, like, you know, when you looked at Kansas last night, there's no question who their alpha dog is.
Mm-hmm.
That's Frank Mason.
Yeah.
I mean, that kid's a pit bull.
Yes.
And, you know, they follow him into fire. And, I mean, that's who that guy is. So I think they need some of that, but, you know, I mean, you know, and Calipari, you know, obviously said it, and it's not something that we haven't talked about before. You know, the defense on this team is just not very good. I mean, I said it earlier this week. I said, with this Kentucky team, I said, if they can't outscore you, they can't beat you, which means if their offense isn't completely on fire, And it's against a good team. If their offense isn't completely on fire, they can't win a game because they can't defend well enough.
Yeah.
To get stops on the other end.
No, they can't.
Mm-mm.
And if
somebody asked me, go ahead. I'm sorry, Mary.
No, I was just going to say. And to me, you know, outscoring people is if Malik Monk is not hitting on all cylinders at all times. It can go downhill real quick because he's not going to stop trying to score.
And what they've done, what our teams are doing, is they're packing the lane.
Yeah.
And if Monk isn't on fire or Willis isn't on fire, it becomes really, really hard. Because Fox, I think everybody at the beginning of the season said, well, De'Aaron Fox is going to find his jump shot. Well, he's every now and then he finds it a touch, but he's still pretty much 13. He's not, you know.
And I don't think he needs to find it. I don't think he needs his jump shot right now. I think he needs to find open teammates and drive the lane.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is you're going to have, I don't know if there's enough outside shooting on this team. Because at some point, if everybody's going to pack it up and say, look, you shoot it out there. If you beat us out there, we'll live with it.
Yeah.
But I don't think you can do it. You know, that's what's happening right now. And it's because when you notice, if they try to force it in there, it ends up being a turnover because everybody's in there and there's, you know, there's 10 sets of hands just swiping at the ball or blocking shots or something. And that's, you know, you see a lot of mistakes happen that way because they're trying to force things because, you know, they're not able to hit outside shots. I think that's a problem. I think there's a lot, like, you know, it's crazy to say. I think they do miss a Michael Mulder threat,
yeah,
because he's been out with that illness, not being able to be out there and just be some sort of a threat. You know, Hawkins really isn't that guy. Briscoe hit a three last night, but I mean, look.
You don't want him shooting those shots out there.
Bill Self's going to say, look, if he shoots it 10 times, I'm banking on the fact that he's not going to make five of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he probably won't.
Yeah, it's a good bet. One more thing before we let you go, Kent. Louisville, going through it without Quentin Snyder, now without Hicks. I mean, if they survive this stretch and get those guys back,
they look pretty decent.
Look out, right?
Well, you know, the reason why I made that comment about if Kentucky doesn't outscore you, it's really going to be hard for them to win games, was because we were having a conversation earlier in the week, and it was about Louisville, too. I said, here's why Louisville has a chance to win every game that they're in, because they defend you tooth and nail every possession.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They give you nothing easy. Yeah. Nothing comes easy against that team. And when you defend like that, you're going to have a chance to win every single game you play. And even though that they have zero point guards right now on the roster that is able to play.
They're missing Dylan Avar right now, clearly.
Yeah. But I think like today against NC State, I mean, I would be shocked if they didn't win that game, even though they have 0 point guards, and they're going up against maybe the best one in the country, and Dennis Smith Jr. I mean, obviously, De'Aaron Fox, Lonzo Ball, there's other guys out there, Markel Fultz, but Dennis Smith Jr. is right in that mix. I mean, he pretty much single-handedly beat Duke the other night Duke. So, he's legit. But I think that the way they defend, they're going to give themselves a chance to be in the mix. At this point in time, I would say this. Is there any one team out there that says that's the best team in the country?
No, there isn't.
Nope.
For me, I mean, I think maybe what? I mean, any, I'd say legitimately there's probably 18 teams that feel like they've got a chance to win this thing.
I mean, Villanova, Kansas, Gonzaga, UK, Baylor, Florida State, Arizona, UCLA, North Carolina, Oregon, Virginia, Louisville, Notre Dame.
And they've all lost, you know? And they've all had losses that aren't good. So,
and I'll say this: even though they're a train wreck, Duke still feels like they can get it. They can get the ship righted because they've got the talent, the pieces.
They have the pieces.
Don't
get
me wrong; it's a dumpster fire at the moment. But I mean, and to be quite honest, a couple of years ago, you know, when the Harrison twins and Julius Randle, I mean, that thing was looking like a dumpster fire, and then all of a sudden that run came. They found something, and it worked, and they went all the way to at least the national championship game.
Yeah. Yeah, Dan and I were arguing earlier if it was the year where the Harrison twins first came or Julius Randle was here, and we finally figured out that was the exact same year.
Well, that's the thing about it is.
I stay up too late.
That's why you guys are the experts.
they don't give these shows out to just anybody.
That's right, buddy.
No. Let me tell you something. You guys are pros. And that's why I love you.
We love you too, Kent. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, my man.
See you guys.
Kent Spencer, WHAS 11, joining us there on the Dan and Mary Joe Show here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. We got the lines full. We'll get to the calls next when we return here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Tell her to meet us Sunday.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
I'm in control of my world. My world is the same every day.
Every minute, my world seems to get a little smaller. My world is driving me crazy.
My world. What world? If your world is controlled by alcohol, there is hope.
We're AA. Alcoholics helping other alcoholics get sober for more than 70 years.
You'll find us in the phone book, your local newspaper, or on the web at AA.org. Alcoholics Anonymous.
It's the big January inventory clearance sale going on now at Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters. Save on thousands of accessories for all makes and models of cars, trucks, and SUVs. Remote car starts starting at just $189. Plus, every brand of truck bed covers, tires, wheels, and Jeep accessories. At Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters, spray-on bedliners, toolboxes, backup cameras, and even car stereos are at inventory clearance prices. WeatherTech floor liners as low as $89 and window tinting only $59.95. We'll beat any internet or competitor's price. So call or come in and tell us what you want. We have it at January inventory clearance prices and get up to 12 months no interest financing. All right now. All at Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters behind Aurora Pools and Spas just off West New Circle. It's the big January inventory clearance sale at Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters going on now.
Why is Seaview Outfitters as good as it is? The idea started with Steve and his boyhood trips to Alaska. The great outdoors, the lifestyle, and the clothing that helped people live it. That's what the Seaview is all about. The right clothing and gear for any outdoor pursuit. Brand names you know and love, and people whose passion for the outdoors will rival your own. West Main Street next to Tony's Steaks and Seafood, downtown Lexington. Online at SeaviewOutfitters.com. Seaview Outfitters, carrying Patagonia, Arc'teryx, Yeti, and more.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now, back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The greatest thing about this group is they'll want to win and they'll want to learn. I thought we passed the ball better today, not where we were, but better. Now we got to build on that, and we just got to say, look, guys, if you really want to do this, you got to be a defensive team first. Now, if you defend and rebound, what does that give us an opportunity to do? Fly. If you can't stop a team from scoring, how are you going to play fast? You can't play fast. So if you want to run, you got to defend first. And, you know, I thought like Dom. Dom fights and defends and tries and, you know, and you can put him in and you know what you're going to get from him.
Absolutely. You got to defend first. The effort of Dominique Hawkins. Got to defend first. We got to get to the phones. Jim is up first. Good morning, Jim.
Taking my call.
Good morning, Jim.
I'm sitting here having brunch with two of Mary Jo's biggest fans, Seth and Steven. They want to say hello as well.
I'm their biggest fan.
Well, I want to switch gears to football and ask you about Jedrick Wills.
Yes, sir.
I want to see if you think we have a legitimate chance of flipping him from Alabama, or do you think he's using us like Damian Harris did?
I wouldn't say legitimate, but I give it like a 10 to 15%. I do think he's entertaining it.
I think because Walker Wood is his buddy, that he is going to consider it a little bit, but I don't think he flips. I think he's still going to Alabama. I wouldn't say using. And the reason why is Mark Stoops makes it difficult. I mean, you know, he says, look, we got the Kansas game this weekend. Why don't you come go to the game? Let's go to dinner. You know, make it an official visit. Okay, what do you say? Yeah, sure. That sounds good to me, man. You know, the same thing with Damian. I think it was that kind of thing where Stoops just continued to say, hey, why don't you come over here, man? Come to the game. And hard for a kid to say no to that stuff, I guess. But, yeah, I don't think he flips.
Do you think he's a legitimate five-star, or do you think he's a little bit more like Matt Elam?
No, I think he's a legitimate five-star from what we've seen in the big-time camps, like the where they got the other big boys, the best players in the country in high school, and he's got that nastiness about him. But watching him in high school, there are times where he maybe isn't that guy at sometimes, and then sometimes he is. So I do think he is going to be a pretty good guy, pretty good player.
Well, we're hoping he flips to us, but anyway, we're wishing the best of luck.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jim.
See ya.
All right, thanks, Jim. Now to Dennis. Dennis, good morning. Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
Good morning, everybody, on this blue Sunday. But I want to start saying, me, my daughter, and my son-in-law went to game day yesterday, and you cannot ask for a better time.
Yeah.
I mean, just to see the fans interact, and the staff did an awesome job, but The only thing I could say about game day was the non-slam dunk contest. I don't know if y'all saw that. Oh, my God. But overall, I think it's time for Dominique to start. Like Kel said, you know, Dominique's a defensive player first, offensive player second. That's what we need. We need somebody to light that spark. Not having Mulder also didn't help last night.
I agree. We kind of needed him last night.
We did, and you can't depend on one person getting hot. It's got to be the whole team. I mean, Bill Self said it perfectly yesterday. They're not afraid to play dirty ball. Well, I think it's time for us to start playing that way. They knew we were going to come out running. They knew we were going to come out shooting. Okay, we built a nice lead. What happened after that? We hit that low. And again, it's because you got freshmen out there. You got one sophomore and all these freshmen. There's players on the bench now. They're non-existent. Sasha Clea Jones, don't even see him. Ty Winyard, what's his problem? So is he still getting seasoned yet or what? I mean, do we got to let this kid go chop down some trees in the country or what?
Calipari said the other day that Bam loves to go against him. Like, Bam asks to go against Ty because Ty is the only guy who can challenge him. You know, Isaac we thought was further along than he is. But, you know, the idea of starting Dominique Hawkins four guards with Bam is not a bad idea. Calipari's kind of talked about it a little bit before. I think he should try it out as well because Dominique could be contagious with his energy. Like, if he's out here giving it what he's giving it, and he looks over at De'Aaron Fox and Malik Monk, and they're not giving it what he's giving it, well, they've got to feel something.
It showed last night on the one breakaway. He was able to get into the lane, tap it in for 2 points.
Mm-hmm.
He saw no other players around him, no other UK players trailing.
Pure hustle.
Pure hustle, and you know, he was like that at Central. But the ship can't be righted. Come on, we're not going to end up there playing NIT.
No. I agree. Things can be okay from here on out.
Yeah.
It can, and I mean, like I said, you're playing Georgia. Okay, that's winnable. And then you got to go down to Florida.
Yeah.
That could be winnable, too, if we can get that spark going. And I'm just saying, start Dominique, bring Briscoe off the bench, and let's see what happens. And you guys, as always, make Sunday so much pleasurable, even though it is a blue Sunday.
I know. Yeah. Thank you, Dennis. Sorry to cut you off. But,
thank you, Dennis.
You too, and Al, call back next week. Sorry we can't get to you.
Yeah, I can't get to you. It is a white Sunday, actually. The snow is out. Right before we go, do want to say just one thing. Congrats to Arrogate. Big winner in the Pegasus $12 million race.
California Chrome didn't fire, and his career's over.
Yeah, fluid in his knee is what they found out afterward. But Arrogate for trainer Bob Baffert was simply the best. And one more thing. Check this out, profootballfocus.com. In the North-South Senior Bowl yesterday, John Toth had the highest offensive grade. They wrote one paragraph about the offense for the South team. It was on John Toth. I mean,
yeah,
you get a chance.
It's going to be good.
Check it out, because John Toth shined big time in that All-Star game. Gosh, we had so much other stuff to get to, but Kentucky lost to Kansas.
I know. We had to talk about
it. We had to, and then I had to talk about Mr. Football for 20 minutes. Thanks for listening. Hope you have a great week. When we return next week, we'll talk Super Bowl.
Super Bowl and Super Bowl food.
Yes.
Russillo and Canal.
Travis Kelce is obviously more in the public eye now. I think.